On June 19, 1865, 2 years after the end of the Civil War, Union soldiers under Major General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas, with news that the Civil War was over. Upon his arrival, he read General Order No. 3, which read, quoting now, "The people of Texas are informed that in accordance with a proclamation from the Executive of the United States, all slaves are free." The celebration marking this event is called Juneteenth. In Gary, the A. Philip Randolph Institute is sponsoring the event. Organizers say this is a seminal moment in Black history that is not well known.
You need to know where you came from in order to appreciate where you're going. And so they need to know what our history is. And nowadays, it's not taught in schools. And so it's up to us, the community, to teach the children and to teach some adults about what is about our past.
So there was 2 years where the rest of the slaves were free. The people in Texas weren't free for 2 years. And it wasn't until they went through and fought and said, okay, well, look, it's over. You're free now. That's 2 years. 2 years after the president signed it, said, hey, you're free. And I think that's something that a lot of people just don't understand. The first thing you ever read in a book is the Emancipation Proclamation freed all slaves. But there's not that extra line that says, well, except for Texas, that waited 2 years later to finally decide, okay, we'll get on board.
A. Philip Randolph is also a pivotal figure in African-American history who does not get the notoriety for his significant achievements.
A. Philip Randolph was a pioneer in civil rights and equal rights and labor rights activist. I would like to credit him with the desegregation of the military, the unionization of the Pullman porters, the chief architect of the March on Washington, just an all-around great man.
Pullman porters, they were the development of America's Black middle class. That's how the Black middle class began with them. Many Pullman porters, they supported community projects, including schools. They saved to ensure that the children were able to obtain an education and thus better employment.
Some believe by taking part in the celebration of Juneteenth that you are also celebrating the strength and resilience of the African-American experience.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reflecting on the idea of Juneteenth because I think it's unfortunately a lesser known holiday, especially among, you know, people in my age group who are Black. I think we put a lot of focus on the major Black leaders, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr., without putting enough emphasis on all the other steps that were necessary to make us who we are today. And it really does underscore the fact that the road to freedom and the road to progress is not even.
In Gary, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.